Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Pei Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Ches Amad Aleph, the top line, Mithyachid. Mithyachid Adam im Imoi v'da ima, im Bitoi v'da ima, im Achoisoi v'ena da ima, Yashen Imahen b'kiruv Basa. A man may be secluded with his mother and reside with her, with his daughter and reside with her, with his sister, but he may not reside with her, and he may sleep with them without clothing. Tani, the Brisa says, Rabbi Chalafta ben Shol teaches, Habas etzel ha'av ad bas shol ha'shonim v'yom echad, haben etzel ha'im ad ben tesh ha'shonim v'yom echad. A daughter may sleep with her father without clothing until the age of 3, and her son with his mother until the age of 9. Higdilu, but from this age, ze yoshim b'ksusoi v'ze yoshim b'ksusoi. Each one has to sleep with their own separate covering. Tani, the Brisa teaches, Shnayim shah yoshenim b'mita achas, ze miskase b'ksus atzmoi v'koyre, ze miskase b'ksus atzmoi v'koyre, im hoyu b'noi uvitoi katanim muta. If two men were sleeping in one bed, each covers himself with his own covering and he can recite the Shema. If the other person was his own child, it's permitted since he will not have inappropriate thoughts. Tamanam, when they say in Bavel, Ish v'ishtoi muta, that for a man and wife he's permitted to recite the Shema if he faces away from her, even without being separated by a covering. Since he's used to her, he will not have inappropriate thoughts when he says the Shema. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Loza, Le'ish v'ishtoi nitzacha. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Loza, said, however, here we're not sure about a man and wife here in Eretz Yisrael, whether for the saying Shema there's no need for a covering to separate them because they're considered the same body. And the Gemara doesn't answer this question.